But first, joining us now on the Ticket Hotline is our old buddy. He's a veteran sports reporter, the publisher of the Pulse NFL Draft Newsletter.
Old Lotta, that's right. Now.
It is the great Ribby Pulse. Good morning, Ribby.
Hey, Mellow Man, how are you?
Good, how are you? Now,
how's my sweet Georgia?
Doing great, Ribby.
Oh, you're there, Georgia. Good to hear you. I guess you battled back from your diarrhea.
No, I didn't battle back from anything.
Oh, you haven't battled back from it yet. Well,
I didn't have it. I didn't have it to battle back from.
Now, Ribby, do we understand that you're claiming that you used to be a sideline reporter?
That's exactly right, Craig. I was the first sideline reporter in the history of sports.
For who?
Well, my original, first of all, I was James Naismith's best friend.
You were.
You're not that old.
Yeah, and we went to junior high together, and then I dropped out of high school. He went on. But James Naismith named me as the first basketball courtside reporter. Did you know that?
No. I thought the game came about before the game was televised.
My interview with George Mikan went viral after when I told him right there courtside after a game that we should integrate the league. He said if we did, it would someday that the league would be predominantly black, and I'm glad I stood up for what was right, and I proudly told him how wrong he was.
Never heard that story before.
Yeah, and I think it still exists on Kinescope somewhere. I don't know if you can find it.
I doubt it.
And then I did the sideline reporting in Super Bowl III.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, as a matter of fact, I did a little sideline report with Joe Namath. And he told me I could care less if the team is struggling. I want to kiss you.
So even back then.
Yeah, I was kind of freaked out, so I just said, thanks, Joe! I don't know how to handle that one.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
But hey, I want to comment on this. Have you heard about this interview with Richard Sherman?
Yes, of course.
All right, listen here. If I had been the one to interview Richard Sherman, I would have challenged him a little bit more. I mean, whoever that period haver that interviewed him was.
Erin Andrews.
Woman? Do you mean woman?
What's her name?
Erin Andrews.
No, it's not Erin Andrews. Come on, Giorgio. I have a video of her on my computer. I think she's a porn star. Not a reporter. Anyway, whatever her name was. She should have gone nose-to-nose with him, really challenged him more. Should have said, you know, come on, David, say it to my face. I will beat your ass. You know? Should have really gotten up in that nose and, you know, kind of circled him and stuff.
I don't think that would have been a good idea.
So I think she really backed down. But you all right?
I'm good.
Don't sneeze or cough too hard. The diarrhea will come out again.
I don't have that problem.
But sure. I can't wait to go to the Super Bowl this year because there's like a 99.9% chance that I will maybe deliver a sideline report or two from there.
During the game or for us during the week?
During the game. During the game, totally. During the game.
Now,
it'll be for my Pulse newsletter, so
yeah,
not quite
as
televised. Yeah. Yeah, and I'm excited. I just want to go to the game because I don't really want to see the game or see all the top level athletes. I just want to see all the mammas.
Gross.
I like mammas.
Okay, settle down.
Yeah, I've really gotten into. I probably shouldn't say it on the air, but I've really gotten into the mammy pornography.
No, that's just weird.
Shouldn't say that on the air.
But you know, it's really hard to find that stuff. I have a hard time finding any stores that carry VHSs of this stuff.
Oh my god.
So I guess it's it's pretty rare, pretty coveted stuff.
Yeah, I guess so.
I don't know about that.
And you know, the thing is, Giorgio, is that this, all of this, the Richard Sherman, the mama porn, the Naismith, the Namath, the I Want to Kiss You, it all reminds me of that old sports song sung so many years ago.
Which one?
Oh, you want me to sing it for you?
Well, yeah, it'd be great.
Oh, well, I wasn't really prepared for that, but okay, I'll see what I can do here. Mama, I just killed a man. Put a gun against his head. Pulled my trigger, now he's dead. Mama, life had just begun.
Unbelievable.
But now
my God.
Wow.
Ribby. Ribby, that's enough.
Nothing really matters.
Ribby.
Oh, that's sweet.
Anyone can see.
This is not a sports song.
Nothing really matters.
Uh-oh.
To me.
Oh, creepy.
Thank you, boys. I should appreciate it. See you at the old Super Bowl, huh?
Okay, see you at the Super Bowl, Ribby.
I'm going to kiss you, George. Just
okay.
Hey,
I don't have it. All right, that's Ribby. It's 8:52 here on The Ticket. Up next, the biggest show coming to town.